Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. What is up, you guys? This is your host, Maciel, and I am so happy to welcome you guys back into the studio where we can talk about writing and how to finish that book. You guys, if you have not started your book, if you're like, I would love to write this book, I would love for it to be in the hands of readers, you guys can contact me, Maciel@blackheartedstudios.com. I am super happy to help you out. Some people reach out to me just via email, you know, even if they don't want coaching, they're like, hey, can you help me on this one thing? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Here you go. You guys can email me anytime. Like, the emailing is just like, it's cool. So go ahead and send me emails with anything that you're struggling with, any roadblocks, things that you feel you're struggling with as far as your confidence in writing. I will be here to help support you and push you in the right direction, because a lot of writing isn't about how good of a writer you are. It's the confidence to show up. I mean, it's actually quite amazing. We have a lot of stigmas out there as far as what is, you know, or what are some of the best stories out there. And surprisingly, you're going to find that a lot of the great movies that have been made off of books, they all came from like novellas, like 20,000 words or less sometimes. So it's not always about like, how much can I write? How big can I write? You know, and a lot of times it's not about like your vocabulary or how well you can spell, you know, it's about you, and you don't know where your story is going to reach. So I just wanted to dive into that. You guys know me. I want to inspire you to move forward because you do deserve to have that story out into the world. All right. So today we are talking about writing well, a couple of tips to get you to be a better writer. Now, again, like, hey, it doesn't matter that, you know, we didn't like graduate high school, or maybe you don't know how to spell filming, as one of my dear friends knows how to do, you know, things like that. You know, I don't want those barriers and those stigmas to stop you, right? But we can do a couple of things to make us feel more confident in our writing when we turn it over to, say, an agent or an editor or self-publish it. So before we dive into that, let me give you your prompt for this episode. So exciting, so exciting. All right. So you wake up in a world where no one has sight but you. Describe your house inside and out to them, to like a neighbor or a family member. So this is going to be really interesting. And it doesn't have to be at your house either. It could be your room. It can make it something tangible, though. You are describing something, you know, to a population of people that don't see anymore. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys write about that. All righty then. And now for your inspirational prompt for the day, right? Because, you know, we have to inspire you guys. We have to keep you moving forward. Write like it matters and it will. Libba Bray. Love that. I love that. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Okay. So writing well. Now, this is going to be really interesting, and I want you to keep an open mind. So it's so funny how as a musician, you are encouraged to practice. As a gymnast, you are encouraged to practice. But as an artist, somehow practice just is not part of the equation. Now, why this has happened, I have no idea. But for some reason, there's this idea that if you weren't born with it, well, then screw that. You ain't gonna get good at it anymore or anyways. And doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, no matter how much training there is, it's too late for you. First, let me slap that across the face. I don't know why that exists, you guys. If there are musicians and there are athletes and there are mechanics who need to practice, then why can't we? And I think I've gone on the rant on this before, but it's true. You are allowed to practice. Now, I want you to say, hey, I'm a writer and I'm allowed to practice. My work is practice. And even if you write a best-selling book, that is practice for your next best-selling book. Your 100th best-selling book would not have been possible without the previous 99 that were in practice. So I want you to keep in mind that you will be practicing You know, practice, practice, practice. Now, a couple ways to do that is to slow down. Say you're writing, right? Maybe you're dictating or you are typing, but I encourage you to slow down a little bit, right? Go ahead and take the time to feel the words, to see the scenery, to enjoy that moment, and to enjoy what your character is going through. Take a breath and really see it through that person's eyes as you're going through the story. Slow down just enough that you get into flow and you feel yourself carried away. And when you slow down a bit, it allows you to see your voice in a different way. All right, another thing that you can do is edit yourself often. So what I mean by that, write a piece, finish it, it's important to finish, and then print it out or put it on your computer or give it to a friend or something and make sure you're getting some edits. Now, I recommend self-editing is usually the best because it is that practice. Put it down. Now, what I do is I grab a printed piece of paper and I will look at it and I will know all the areas that I want to improve. Now, does that mean that I am going to do that 100 times for one book? No, we have to let it go. We have to get better with every single book. But those are things that I can tweak if they are important to the story, or I can internalize that and bring it over to the next book. So edit yourself as much as you can and do it with some compassion. You know, like if this was like your child who gave you this piece of writing, you know, you wouldn't tear into them. You would say, hey, this is really good. And you can maybe work on this and add this a little bit here. And yeah, that's really good. Move forward. So remember, talk to yourself like the little kid you were, you know, who was so dreaming of being a good writer, right? We want to have that compassion because if you bombard yourself with guilt and shame, you will stop writing. All right. So if you feel those thoughts that are like, oh no, I don't deserve to be a writer. I'm not good enough. Well, we're going to stop that right now because those thoughts do not help. They do not help you. So why have them? Why have those thoughts if they're not going to help you? All right. Next you can do is copy the masters. So pick someone that you admire, pick an author whose work that you love and write a passage that is similar in their style. So for example, I really like Sarah Dessen. I think she has a really great voice. And one of the exercises that I've done in the past is I take, you know, a couple of paragraphs, I internalize what her voice sounds like, and then I will write my story in her voice. So I will add the attributes where I think she adds them. I will be lighter on the descriptions, but maybe a little bit heavier on the internal dialogue. You know, so those are the types of things that you can notice. And that doesn't mean that you have to change your writing, but what it does help you do is distinguish where your writing is and how you want to push it in different directions. So even if you don't end up following that writer style, you are exercising those writing muscles. Now, another thing that will help you is to ask advice from someone you trust. Now, we have talked about this a little bit, but I just want to reiterate it, that ask someone who you trust, who is a professional in their field, to look at your work. Now, this goes back to the idea that only seek advice from those who you would take criticism from, and so vice versa. So it's only take criticism from those who you would seek advice. So pick that person carefully and ask them what they think about your writing. And of course, if it is feedback that comes in the form of negative and like really put down the thoughts, then that might not be the best advice for you because you need to keep writing. If somebody stops you from writing, then what was the point of their critique? And lastly, another way to help you edit your words is to listen to it through a different voice. So one of the tools that I use is a read back feature from My Dragon Naturally Speaking. And also I believe Microsoft Word has this feature where there is an electronic voice that will read your book back to you. And it's not like a really cool like audiobook narrator or anything like that. It doesn't have those inflections and cool sounds, but it is a voice outside of your head, so that you can listen and hear where things are getting bumpy. So that's really cool to be able to dive into. All right, guys. So as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, think. And if you have any questions whatsoever, you just need to email me. You can feel free to email me, maciel@blackheartedstudios.com. You guys go out there and write and don't let the critical voice stop you. You are becoming a writer every day. All right, guys. I'll see you on the other side. Bye.
Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themassiel.com. We'll see you on the other side.